All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, with the American League Divisional Series set to begin today, it is indeed time to separate the contenders from the pretenders, on the junior circuit. Now, the Tampa Bay Rays, they were able to go on the road and defeat the Oakland Athletics in the American League wildcard game this past Wednesday night, and they're looking to see if that momentum can keep going for them as they're taking on the Houston Astros. And for many people, the Astros are a perennial favorite to win their second World Series title in the last 3 years. And I mean, you look at this Astros team, arguably, they are the most complete team in baseball right now. You look at their starting pitching with the likes of Justin Verlander, Zach Greinke, and Gerrit Cole at the top of that rotation, and it just gives them so much depth because for most teams, Gerrit Cole can go be an ace. And this guy, more than likely, he's going to get the ball for game three. It just gives you an idea of how deep they are in their rotation. Then you look at this pen with Roberto Osuna, Ryan Pressly, Will Harris, and Hector Rondon. Now, Roberto Osuna, of course, he had a past life as a closer with the Toronto Blue Jays. And as good as he's been this season for the Astros, it would not surprise me to see him have a meltdown this postseason. That could be one of the weak links on this Astros team. But you look at this lineup and the depth that they have with the likes of Alex Bregman, who is in contention to be the MVP, Jose Altuve, who is still a hitting machine, George Springer, Carlos Correa, Michael Brantley, who has been a huge acquisition for them as he came over in free agency from the Cleveland Indians in the offseason, and of course, Yuli Gurriel, and AJ Hinch is holding it together. And the Rays are going to be fighting an uphill battle because they're going to have to get a lot out of their starting pitching with the likes of Charlie Morton, Ryan Yarbrough, and Blake Snell. And somebody, whether it be Austin Meadows or Tommy Pham, they're going to have to step up for manager Kevin Cash in this lineup to get some juice going. I simply do not think that the Rays have the guys to keep up with the Astros in a five-game series. And honestly, I think Houston wins this in three. Now, you're going to have the Minnesota Twins taking on the New York Yankees. And I know a lot of people are thinking that, you know, because of what the Yankees have done to the Twins in the postseason in years past, that this is going to be a pushover. I don't think so. I think this is going to be a slugfest. If you go back and watch what these teams did to each other during the season, didn't have quality starting pitching, and it was simply bombs away. And you're talking about the Twins, who set the record for most home runs in the season, and the Yankees are right there with them. So you look at this Twins lineup with the likes of Nelson Cruz, Max Kepler, Miguel Sano, Eddie Rosario, Mitch Garver, CJ Cron, Jonathan Scope, and Jorge Polanco. And then what the Yankees have, Gleyber Torres, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton's coming back right now, Brett Gardner, DJ LeMahieu, Lou Voigt, Edwin Encarnacion, and Gary Sanchez. So these guys, they're going to be putting stress on the opposing team's bullpen. I don't see either team getting a ton of quality starts out of the starters in this series. So if you're Minnesota and manager Rocco Baldelli, Taylor Rogers, Trevor May, Tyler Duffy, and Sergio Romo have to be on point. Because you look at this Yankees pen, and if they get to the lead, to the ninth inning with a lead and give the ball to Aroldis Chapman, forget about it. Adam Ottavino's been solid for them this year, as has Zach Britton and Tommy Conley. So it's going to be a bullpen series, and you're going to see a ton of pitching changes, probably see some four-hour games going on, and I think this series is going to be tougher than most people expect. I do think the Yankees get by, but they're going to have to do it in five games, and the Twins are definitely going to have to make them work for each victory that they get in this series. But I think we're in for one of the best series of the playoffs with the Yankees and the Twins, and it's going to offset the Astros basically running roughshod over the Rays. So, folks, that's going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.